Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
In Milwaukee asks, does Ben ever wear a big gold chain? I bet he could pull it off.
Never have worn anything in my life. I'm not a necklace guy. The last time I wore a necklace was the crystal.
You seem like a guy who has
style. You know I'm not a jewelry guy.
I know, though. But you could actually, I do think he could pull off a nice chain. With something down there.
He'd
have to dress in a much different fashion.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You seem like somebody that could and should be fashionable in the way that you dress.
So this is just a backwards way of saying you have no style.
I mean, you say that you have no style. I'm not gonna say you have no style. I would say if you wear the same
you've
pants
inferred
and a quarter
that
zip
many a time.
I'm saying you're not someone that can pull off a straight up chain right now because you'd be wearing it over one of five quarter zips that you rotate with the same pants that you get from
quarter
Target.
Zips and chains don't go together, eh?
Not really. No.
I think if we put Ben in a nice light white button down, two buttons open, toss a chain in the middle, he could pull it off.
I feel like I kind of in a weird way want to dress Brust, because I think I can make him look good, but
you don't want to take on that responsibility.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
But I do have all the faith in the world that you would make me look sick. Because all of your gifts you've given me in terms of clothing items have definitely helped.
Have you considered just dressing like Greg?
Well, no, because there's certain things he can pull off that I can't. And there's certain things I pull off that he can't.
I can pull off everything. Easy now.
Gary from Janesville says, God bless Benny. Chris in Rome says, I just want to compliment Greg. He has to be the world's smoothest yawner. Love you guys. And I don't know what that means. Are there times where...
You know when you do the thing that sounds like you're yawning but burping but not actually doing either?
I mean, there's just constantly things coming out. Is that what you're saying?
You know what I'm talking about when he does the weird like I don't know, something gets stuck in your throat?
Not specifically.
That's what she said.
So off of the Schefter news, non-news, that the Packers and Jets are both dug in right now, and they haven't been in communication for weeks on the Rodgers trade. We're asking which team has more to lose if the trade doesn't go through. I believe it's the Packers because I think it sets Jordan Love up for a very poor beginning to his career, and I think this cloud will continue to hang over Green Bay. I think Jets fans and the Jets organization is simply resigned to the fact and to the reality that they are the bottom rung of all sports franchises, and any modicum of success is a bright day, whereas the Packers fans and franchise views himself in the top rung of sports franchises. And to be the dysfunctional team that can't figure out a way to offboard your legendary quarterback and move on to the person you hope is the next one would be quite a
poop stain on the resume.
Well said. So, Benny, who do you think stands more to
lose? I mean, you hit on a lot of what I'm going with here. Is when I think about the Jets next this draft having 13, 42, and 43, those picks respectively, right? You have a team that was 7-5 last year to start. We know they don't have a quarterback, right? We know how important Aaron Rodgers is. But I also don't think that if Derek Carr with someone that they signed or went after aggressively, I don't think it changes the Jets' trajectory that much where, like, you know, they make the playoffs or, like, there's that much excitement. It's Aaron Rodgers or, you know what, they go back to being the same thing that they are right now, the team that hasn't made the playoffs in 12 straight years. You don't want Aaron Rodgers showing up to mandatory minicamp. Like, I can't get past the fact that as much animosity as there is between Goot and Rodgers, that the Packers would want Aaron Rodgers anywhere near their franchise. And so to me, like you said, do you want to be a franchise that's held themselves at such a high standard, the nickname Title Town, the kings of the NFC North, now becoming the offseason laughingstock, you know, like, and not learning from history when Brett Favre showed up at family night and making it weird? I just think the Packers have had to have learned from that and do not want to go into having Aaron Rodgers around this team when they're trying to move on with Jordan Love. They're trying to build something with the young receivers, with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon and Matt LaFleur's chance to grow a young quarterback and get him primed for whatever offense he's going to build around Jordan Love. It just seems like the Packers have so much more to lose than the Jets, because guess what? The Jets stink, and they still found their way to being in playoff contention next year. And they can draft in the three picks in the top 45 this draft. And I think that's something that Jets fans could be looked at as a positive. And who knows? Maybe they take a flyer at a quarterback.
Who knows? And they do have the number two overall pick from 2 years ago in Zach Wilson still on their roster, although there's not a whole lot of belief, I think, in him league-wide and definitely within that building in New York, given the momentum that they're building behind trading for Aaron Rodgers. On Twitter, at Scals and Russ, we ask you, if you're buying a Packers jersey today, whose jersey are you buying? Christian Watson leading the way out of the three, or I guess four options technically, at 48%, then Jordan Love at 32%, Bakhtiari only at 4.5%, other at 15%, with some write-ins. Mark says Jair Alexander, Scungilli, scrum half, and El Boudreau both chime in with Don Mikowski. Lee says Charles Woodson, AKFF Burner on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss says Jackson Smith in Jigba, it's going to happen. Shogun 999 says Rodgers Jets jersey, suck it.
You know what's interesting about people's Twitter names is, like, when Shogun 999 wrote that, like, who told him that was a good idea? Him? Like, some of these names are just ridiculous. Not, like, if you're gonna do something wacky with a bunch of numbers, like, be creative with it.
On Twitter, at Scals and Russ, we also asked you, I have no take on that.
Yeah. It's fine.
If you're buying a Brewers jersey today, whose jersey are you buying? Garrett Mitchell leading the way drastically.
Dude.
58%, followed by other, which is at 17%. We have Ryan Frankie saying Woody, Steven Bjork saying Willy Adames or Freddie Peralta, Sean Davis saying Bryce Terang, and Ron in the Key, a lot of people saying, why would you buy Yelich? Yelich is sitting at 13%, Corbin Burns at 11%.
I would like to add another comment that might lead you to a path of not having anything to say. I love Garrett Mitchell's legs. Like, his legs are so strong. Like, the power that he's got in those legs and how he churns those as a lefty to first base. I don't know. I don't know what I was watching yesterday when I was watching Garrett Mitchell, but, like, he's my guy. Love him. Told you, I at least started with, I don't think you're gonna have anything to add after this.
And you said you love his legs.
Dude, he's got some strong legs, man. There's some good, some good running power.
You know what
those.
Other brewer had good legs? Carlos Gomez.
Did you like him?
Loved him.
Tell us about Cedar Ridge.
It's delicious. Quintessential single malt, unbelievable.
Do with that?
Yeah, I mean, we got Tausche. I think Tausche would agree with the Mitchell leg take. We'll get there. Cedar Ridge Original Bourbon 86 is the best-selling bourbon in Iowa.
Can he crush a watermelon with his legs like A.J. Dillon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily. Cedar Ridge is also very excited to have the original Bourbon 86 here in Wisconsin. When you think about Cedar Ridge, don't forget the Scalzo and Brust Private Barrel Bourbon and Rye Whiskeys available at Discount Liquor in Waukesha and downtown Milwaukee.
Discount Liquor.
Steve's Liquor and also Buck and Honey's. I love Cedar Ridge. It is amazing to come home and just pour a nice glass of the Scalzo and Brust Private Barrel and just think to myself, we went out to Iowa. We picked out a delicious bourbon and rye whiskey to have all the whiskey lovers that listen to the Scalzo and Brust program to enjoy.
I don't know if there's a better time, place, and activity than sitting outside at Buck and Honey's in Monona right now, looking at the Ahara River, taking in all of the beauty and the weather, and just having a nice,
especially because right now there's probably not boats
in. Scalzo and Brust, Private Barrel, Cedar Ridge, bourbon or whiskey.
What?
Let him finish his damn sentence.
I'm just excited. He got me really excited about the Ahara River. Like, there's no boats running around. Like, it's just a calm river. You just sitting there with the glass. Greg did a really good job explaining that, and I just jumped right all over him.
Corey in Port Washington says, give me a council jersey. He's not going anywhere. That might be the best one of the day. Craig Council jersey, the all-time wins getter as a manager for the Milwaukee Brewer. Most wins, most games managed as well now as the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I like the wins getter.
And from
Whitefish Bay native.
From Ben's hometown. Maybe it was his trash can that you put your dog's poop in. We'll find out what Tausch thinks, if that's IPT in poor taste or not. The Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher joins us next. It's Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
Loyal Scalzo and Brust listeners will remember.
I'm a loyal Scalzo and Brust listener, and I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well,
we know
you're not listening to us.
Very rarely listening when Joshy and I are talking. I mean, right?
Yeah, I admitted it. Yeah, I'm a loyal listener, but I have no idea what you're talking about. I only listen when I'm speaking.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio. We got our guy Ryan Wollersheim, Wooly, running the show. Still under going, investigation.
Guys? Hey, Wooly. Hey, Ben. How's it doing? I haven't sent you any texts today. How are you doing? I don't know. Yeah, I haven't checked in with you.
What was that, Wooly, man?
What do you mean? He's asking what you...
I haven't sent you texts.
Don't bully Wooly.
Yeah, stop. Dude, it. I mean, like, you even, can bully even one when guy I was Jesse so Nelson. Excited that he actually had some energy behind his voice, and then he fumbled. Just be you, dude. Just be boring. Wooly.
Hey, I just asked because I know we were exchanging texts yesterday before Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, and I just wanted to, you know, it's been a while since I checked in with you. I'm just wondering how you're doing.
I'm doing great, and don't try and act like you're a part of, like, getting me called out for cheating on Are You Smarter Than
cheating.
Ben Brust.
You
like,
cheat. Yeah. You cheat.
What do you mean acting?
I'll beat the crap out of you.
All right, yeah, we'll see.
I would take Wooly in that fight.
We'll see.
I would take Wooly in
we'll
that
see.
Fight.
We'll see. The guy's legs combined are the size of your arm, Greg.
10'7", Wooly.
All right, Mr. 6 foot tall, tough guy. Short, angry guy over here. Let's calm down. We welcome in Packer Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, to the conversation. That's why this music has been playing underneath. For as long as it has, you listen to him every day, 9 to noon, across these very stations on Wildy and Tausch. Tauschy, how's it going?
I don't know. What was I just listening to? Brust bullying Wooly, who's just getting his feet wet, mm-hmm. and then like Ben Brust picking a fight, like a physical fight? I think Wooly might get him.
I think so, too.
I'm not going to engage
before I get into the IPT conversation, because there's an important one to be had here. Was it earlier this week we did the measuring?
I don't know.
Or was it last week?
I think it was Friday.
Okay, so Ben Brust has insisted for the last decade he's 6'2". I've mocked him and been like, you're 6'1". And then I think at some point I thought he pretended to be 6'1", and he's 6 feet.
Then I shrunk to 6 foot.
And ultimately, he was so insistent, he brought in a measuring tape, and he measured in it under 6'1", despite telling the world he's 6'2". Let's be honest here. It was 6'7". And I want to know, if you're like not quite 6'1", if you're between 6 feet and 6'1", are you allowed to round up? Like, how do you treat the height conversation? Or is it you are what you are? Like, how if you're 33 and 11 months, I don't say I'm 34, I say I'm 33. How do you do the height?
Yeah, no, you round up. So if you're over 3/4, so I think if you're 5'11 and a half, you say 5'11 and a half. Anybody that says they're 5'11 and like 7/8, total nerd. You don't even, that's, if you're not,
I don't think you can even do a half. But my point is should Ben be 6 feet or 6'1" when he tells
6'1"?
If you're over 6.5, if you're 6'3", you are 6'1".
Okay.
If you're 6'5", you go with 6'5". But I don't think if you're closer to 6'1" than you are to 6 foot, you can say 6'1" and be fine. I was my whole career, I was 6'3¾". I always said I was 6'4", even though nobody ever believed me. And now I'm probably, under 6'3", because, Scalzi, as you know, as you age, and especially if you take a ton of hits and your neck is all jacked up, you start shrinking height-wise as you get older.
Yep. That happened to me starting in 8th grade, so I can totally relate, Tausche.
Totally understand.
I'll shoot you the IPT now because Ben is looking at me like I need to. Ben Brust walked his dog yesterday in a 2-mile walk, his dog went to the bathroom. He picked it up and he put it in somebody else's trash can, like trash bin, at the end of their driveway. IPT or not IPT?
Not IPT.
Whoa!
I think if you're going around, you sealed it up nice so it wasn't leakage and it was like a diaper. Basically, it's like a diaper, right? You have it all bound up, and it's all contained within itself. If it's sloppy and it ends up spilling in their garbage can, that's IPT. Now, do I want people doing that at my garbage can? No, I don't. But I think when you're out walking a dog and you're doing it, the IPT part is if you don't pick it up. If you do and you put it away in a proper receptacle,
yeah, I disagree.
And it gets put away, you're good to go.
I think a proper receptacle is in somebody else's private receptacle where that thing could be sitting in the sun, baking in their trash for the next.
So how far was Benny from home?
I was
2 miles out.
Yeah, I was at least a 1/2 mile out from home, and I didn't like I was.
But there's public trash cans.
I go a mile, and there wasn't in my route. I'm going through the neighborhoods.
Then change your freaking route. I know
it was my first time going on that route.
It would have been another block or two to get to a main road.
I wanted to head towards the lake and look at the big houses.
And on the lake, there's a million trash cans right there.
I spent a 1 block on...
All right, sorry, continue.
Me or Tausche?
I think if Ben does that... Now, it's one thing if you're taking your own garbage, like from your house. I think if you have a full garbage can and you're good friends with your neighbors, you could say, hey, have you got any extra space? Can I dump this in? I wouldn't have minded if Ben went up to the house and asked... Hey, I got this. My dog pooped. Do you care if I throw this in there?
Yeah, Tausche, I was looking to make sure nobody was home.
Lights were off. That would eliminate all IPT scenarios. But yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I think the big thing is just putting it away.
So, Tausche, what were your thoughts on David Bakhtiari's comments about a rebuild?
Yeah, I just thought the whole thing was kind of odd. David has been a great Packer for a long time. And I think, part of this is he knows his buddy is leaving. He knows that you're going to have a young quarterback in, and there's a lot of growing pains with that. And I think in an ideal world, he'd love to go. He's at the back end of his career. I don't know how many years he has left. He's obviously been fighting a lot of injuries. And veteran players aren't interested in rebuilds. They're not interested in growing their, your young quarterback to develop. Old players are interested in winning now. That's it. And you sense that with the vague comments, and there's definitely some frustration. But, David Bakhtiari, he didn't have to take the $15 million thing. I think he was smart to do it. But I think there's no doubt he knows his time as a Green Bay Packer is winding down. And he feels like it's probably going to be tough sledding this year, the way he was talking. And I think most folks think with Jordan Love at the quarterback position, you're going to struggle more. And it's not fun to be a part of a rebuild when that could very well be your last season either in Green Bay or in the NFL. That's how I took what he was saying yesterday.
Talking with Tosh here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Tosh, which team has more to lose if the trade doesn't happen, Packers or Jets?
I think the Jets, just because they've put all their eggs in this basket. And I know we had Charles Robinson on this morning on our show, and he's talking, well, we can call Ryan Tannehill, and we can do all this. Let me tell you something. New York's media landscape is not going to handle bringing Ryan Tannehill in instead of Aaron Rodgers. So while Green Bay doesn't want to have Aaron Rodgers come in and doesn't want to pay him $60 million, and I think what David said yesterday, and I heard Craig Karmazin and Jason on Sunday Karma this weekend kind of talking about, yeah, it's not ideal, but Green Bay's in a position. They've accounted for Aaron Rodgers' cap hit. They can take it on. Is it ideal to take that on and have your player not there or being a backup? No, it's not. But they can withstand it and do it. They can kind of plug their nose and do it. I think the Jets, and especially a coach and a GM that are, you don't win this year, your deuces, B, you ain't going to be there anymore. I think there's more pressure for the Jets to figure this out. And I thought today, with what Charles had to say, and Charles is very dialed into the New York Jets. I think what he had to say about, I asked him point blank, why would the Jets not get the parameters of what the Green Bay Packers needed before you even go out and have this conversation? And his point back was they basically had agreed to a 3 this year and a 1 next year, no problems. It didn't matter what happens. And then when Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee and started talking about being 90% retired and all of the other stuff, Woody Johnson got very skittish, and he doesn't want to see a scenario where the Jets think they would be in position to get a big-time quarterback next year, and that 5th or 6th pick goes to the Green Bay Packers like what happened with Denver. That scared Woody Johnson, and now that has made Goody kind of dig his heels in. I thought that whole thing was fascinating. Check it out on Wisconsin On Demand. I thought it was really insightful as far as why this trade has not gotten done yet.
What a pro you are.
William Tosh, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I think we've all been sitting here and we're, looking at Craig Carton's putting his point of view out there and all this other stuff. And I always wondered, and again, you take it for what it's worth. Charles Robinson is a Yahoo reporter, and he's been right on a lot of stuff. I wondered why it wouldn't be done. If you make that decision to let these guys go, you have to have talked about the parameters. And I think the Jets just assumed, you know what, because he finished by saying, I asked, do you think a pick swap, because I'm a big pick swap guy.
Big pick swap guy.
I want the Packers to get that 13, and I want them to get that 45 into 43, so they have 42 and 43, because they're going to get that 42. That's baked into the cake. 42 is coming to Green Bay if this trade happens. So why not kind of figure out, all right, what is the holdup? The holdup is Goody was talked about getting that one. He doesn't care. If the Jets think, that's on you as an organization, not on us. Why should we penalize it? So Charles basically was saying, they're not going to ask for a kickback, which is what another thing that was reported that the Packers would want from the Jets, or the Jets would want from the Packers, is a pick down the road if Aaron Rodgers retires. Well, that can get wiped out. And really, if the Jets win a Super Bowl, everybody's on board. We'll give you a 1. But if the Jets just make the playoffs, I think the Jets would be more than content. This is how I read into what Charles had to say, and it makes a ton of sense. If it's the 22nd pick, if they win a playoff game and it's not going to be a top 15 pick or a top 20 pick, I think the Jets are fine bringing Aaron in and giving the Green Bay Packers that number 1 pick. If they don't want to, they will be highly embarrassed and it will be dreadful for everybody involved if that ends up being a Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks scenario. And I don't blame the Jets for asking that. And I think if Goody can get a conditional 1 along with this year's 2 and a pick swap, I think everybody will walk out of here feeling pretty good about where they're at with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback for the New York Jets.
Wait, so you said
you guys
the two, you said
club?
The two, a pick swap and a 1?
It will be a one if the New York Jets make the playoffs and get right now what Goody wants.
No, but you're saying that Woody got cold feet on a 3 and a 1. Now you're saying that the Packers are going to get a 2 pick swap and a 1, but you're putting a condition on it only if they make it into the playoffs.
I was
90% listening.
Okay, right now the New York Jets, according to Charles, have offered this year's 2 and next year's 2.
Correct.
No pick swap, nothing else.
No 1.
So what Goody wants is no. I don't care. It's up to you guys to put a good team together. You have Aaron Rodgers. You're giving us your 1. And what the Jets want is a little American family insurance. They want to be said, hey, you know
He's
what?
He's good today.
If you're really good, we'll give. If we're really good as a New York Jets,
so then
we
that's
will
a,
give you
that's
your
a
one.
2 if they miss the playoffs, but a 1 you're saying if they make it.
Correct. So you're still getting 2 picks. I still think the Packers should hold out and get that pick swap while it's only 2 spots. Again, I look
he wants
back
the pick swap, folks.
The 1989 draft, you get Deion Sanders, and somebody else takes Tony Mandarich. That changes things. So let's not poo-poo and say, oh, the pick swap doesn't mean anything.
Goots had an eye for the Deion Sanders.
I hope this whole thing falls apart based on the pick swap. I hope that Goody digs in on the pick swap, and Joe Douglas is sitting there like, no, we're not moving back 2 spots.
I hope, you know what, for Goody's sake, I think I believe that this thing is going to get done, and I believe the pick swap is going to be the icing on the cake that gets that cake delivered, and that cake is Aaron Rodgers.
Tausch, what do you got for us?
I ain't lying. I feel like I just worked hard. I don't
oh, so you're just going to quit?
That was about the least amount of questions I think we've ever asked you during one of these segments.
Yeah, you crushed it. You did great, insightful. But like, just doesn't mean you just get to stop.
I got all these good analogies that I was able to put partners in with. I feel like that might have been my sharpest Scalzo and Brust appearance I've ever had.
Right. Pick your feet up.
If you don't have anything else for us, that's fine. I didn't know if you had any spoiler issues or, you know.
Yeah, you guys have taken the IPT thing, and I love it. Keep running with it. More IPT. I guess the last question, you guys have kind of guilted me into this. So if you, at the Sparks building where our studios in Madison are, I walk in and it's been so empty. You know, COVID ended. We finally got that COVID proclamation that it's over, I think, 2 days ago. So there's a lot of people now in the office, and there are people using the restroom. I like to whistle, like whatever the song is going off, like going into break, I typically whistle that. So when I went in to use the restroom this morning, I was whistling, and there was somebody in doing their business. Do you stop whistling, or do you just whistle away?
No, you whistle away.
Yeah, I did. That's what I did do. And
they probably enjoyed it.
That was a little IPT. Yeah, I actually was hoping that the person in the take care of his business, I wouldn't mind it if he started whistling along with me. I would have enjoyed that.
Maybe they didn't know the song. No, I think it's whistle. Whistle away, Tasha. Great appearance today.
Were you like whistling the song well?
I don't remember what song Jess played us out to in a bump, but it was something very catchy. Luckily, it's one of those deals you don't want it to stick in your head all day, and for me it didn't, which is good.
Thank you, Tausch.
See you, boys.
Mark Tauscher, 9 to noon, Wildy and Tausch across all of these stations. IPT, in poor taste.
He loves them.
What a brain that comes from. We'll get back on track. Which team has more to lose plus jerseys? If you had to buy one for the Packers, who are you going with next? It's Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
If he does get traded.
I really do wonder. No, I'm just. What?
It's a pregnant pause. It's very pregnant.
Holy smokes.
Guys.
That was 9 months.
I looked over to make sure you're still breathing.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather is brought to you by Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center in Waukesha. Play Whistling Straits and other pro tour courses, whatever the weather is, in one of their 12 state-of-the-art simulators.
Coming from Luke Fickell. 10 minutes ago. We'll be finding out any minute.
Yeah. Sounds like a pterodactyl.
Who exactly is going to be coming to Madison to play for Fickle, Phil Longo, and the Wisconsin Badgers. Meanwhile, the Brewers fall to the Diamondbacks 7-3, fall to 8-4 on their season. The first series that they've lost on the road there in Arizona, first series they've lost all season, period, on the road. But fear not, according to Baseball Prospectus.
Oh, new percentages?
I mean, there's always new percentages. Yes, they still have a 64% chance to win the division, a 74.5% chance to make the playoffs. So a lot to feel good about. Simulated 88 wins for this squad, but an unfortunate loss on the day for the Brewers. Dwayne in Sheboygan chimes in, says, I want to mention that I thought the 94.5 ESPN Giannis jersey was awesome. We're wearing them right now. Ben without a shirt underneath. In the fact that it didn't have some huge ad for the station, and that in itself was an advertisement, and I will let others know about the app and the podcast.
I mean, look, we're here for the people.
That's it.
It's all about the people.
We don't want to throw massive logos ever. We want to get a nice, beautiful Giannis Milwaukee
City
Brewer.
Connect.
Just all about uniting the teams, of which hadn't ever been done well before. We just want to unite all of the hometown teams here in Wisconsin with the Brewers. And, of course, their minority owner in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, man. I love the fact that I don't want to relive the conversation last Wednesday between you and Tausch, but this really is amazing. The Bucks are going into the playoffs. Like I don't care who they play. It'll likely be the Heat. They're gonna roll over. The Heat are dead. They're dead. The Bucks are in a good position. Let's get Chris Middleton back healthy. Love that. The Brewers can't ask for a better start. The bat signal from the Badgers football team, the most excitement in the entire world. And here we are talking about the Green Bay Packers in a rebuild, right? Like that, the one constant over the last decade has been the Packers winning the NFC North, no matter what, right? Even if it was coming into a year where Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers weren't happy with each other.
Are the Packers in a position to be the worst major team in the state?
Yes.
Because you could throw Marquette basketball in there, which has been a long time coming. Badger basketball.
But they're bringing everyone back.
It's true. And adding Gus the Bus.
Yeah. But, like, again, it's also a
Ben,
team.
It's Gus the Bus.
Bus. Choo-choo.
Honk, honk.
How's that?
The Admirals are even in the playoffs.
Go Ats!
I mean, jeepers Christmas. I mean, this is a big year for Jordan Love, because if he stinks, whew.
That's a good point, Benny. Yeah, I didn't think about them as the bottom rung.
The bottom feeders.
Benny.
That's what she said.
I have a question for you when you're talking about the Giannis jersey.
How did you feel clicking that one?
Good. I thought it fit perfectly.
You know, it's 2023.
Yeah, Benny, I had a straight thought. Can you spell Antetokounmpo?
No.
You want to give it a shot?
Josh, this is a bit from when he was drafted in 2013. We're bringing a 10-year bit back.
Yeah. I just figured you've seen his name.
Is it on the back of my jersey?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, good thing I didn't look, or bad thing I didn't look. So you talk. Let me write it out real quick.
And well, Mark Tauscher mentioned American Family Insurance. And he talked about how valuable insurance is in general, right? Talking about in the world of sports. And I think about it to further the comparison in the sense that the insurance is great, sure. But the trust that the insurance is there is even more important. And when you have GMs that trust each other and can ultimately build that trust with one another, then the insurance becomes even more impactful. And that's what it's like working with an agent who you know. You're not working with some nameless, faceless corporation. You have a local American Family insurance agent to help with your car, to help with your home, to help with renter's insurance. Anything that you need to insure, check out AmFam.com. Find your local American Family insurance agent. They're local. They're in Wisconsin. This is where they're based, but they have local agents in all of our communities. In fact, these giveaways that we have on right now were handed out at
American Family Field.
American Family Field. But the biggest thing to me is, especially if you're a first-time homeowner, they're going to give you the tools on the front end to get the right policy. They're going to give you the right policy for what you need as a first-time homeowner, customizing it so that you have the things that are most important to you protected. And on the back end, when you inevitably have something go wrong and you need to submit a claim, you have a team at your back to help you through every step of the way. Plus, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Go to AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Without further ado, Ben Bruss, spelling Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. I mean, that's pretty close. Joshy?
Antetokounmpo.
Josh said a lot more letters than you did.
Yeah, I was a little short. Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
I forgot a syllable.
Uh-huh.
Antetokounmpo.
Have the Packers fans, has Packers Nation, has the state of Wisconsin yet accepted that this Packers team is in a rebuild? Because David Bakhtiari said the thing you're not supposed to say out loud. We'll hear it next and find out if you're ready. It's Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yes, so that would have been 2010 when I graduated.
So 10 years ago. It's been
ago.
A decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. And we're joined now by the official, unofficial brother of the Scalzo and Brust family, Jonathan Brust.
Greg, I told you there's no Jonathan.
Why is there no Jonathan?
He called in. He said, I haven't listened to a second of the show. Is Ben fired up about anything that I can rip on him for? And I said, the most interesting thing about Ben today is the fact that he's wearing the Giannis Brewers jersey.
If you would have said like poop in the neighbor's garbage can, he might have had a take.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the time to do a complete service of everything we talked to Jonathan Brust.
Was he buzzed?
How many Bud Lights? That's all we want to know.
It's significant. It was a 3 Bud Light voice.
That's it.
Yeah, it wasn't overall crazy. He just kind of got mad at me and was like, terrible content.
Okay. Oh, so he thinks that he would have made the end of this show.
Yeah.
Respect.
David Bakhtiari was on with Bussin' It with the Boys on Barstool.
Bussin' with the Boys.
What did I say?
Bussin' It with the Boys.
Buss It is a totally different term.
What does Buss It mean?
I'll have to look up the actual definition.
You can't be self-righteous.
Mr. Corrector guy.
It's the only thing coming to mind is foul. It's hard to describe without popping the P-word.
You sound like Jesse Nelson right now. I'm just going to say it.
Bussing with the Boys, Barstool Sports Podcast. David Bakhtiari had this to say about the state of the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers are rebuilding, whether you think so or not. Like, could they be good? I don't know. Could they be bad? Probably if you're betting, more people are going to think they're going to be bad than good. Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that fair to say? So then they'll be like, well, we're going to suck anyways. We want what we want, and we're not going to bend anyone, so we'll just eat it.
Fair.
Sell and retire, we'll pay you. We don't care because we're going to, if we're going to do it our way, it's going to be on our terms. If not, were we going to be Super Bowl contenders anyway? So we'll eat it. You can hang on the side, pay you your money, and then we'll suck anyways, get the picks. As compared to dealing him something that you shouldn't have, you could potentially look like an idiot to not only president and the board, but everyone else around the league, thinking of the GM's perspective.
All right.
Put yourself on the hot seat.
Thank you, David Bakhtiari. I've never heard somebody who sounded more retired than that's still playing than David Bakhtiari.
I'm here to collect my $15 million next year.
I mean, he sounds so checked out to the point where he's referring to the Packers in the third person, even though he's going to be one of their highest paid players. And
good leadership.
And he's basically saying, yeah, we're in rebuild. A lot of people think we're going to be bad, right? We have no idea if we're going to be good or bad.
I bet on it.
No, hey, I'm confident. I've been working with Jordan Love. I've seen him in practice for the last 3 years. I've been with this young core. Like, they're coming back with the guys you went to battle with last year. It feels like he already locked it up, and he's like going to be the third host on Bussing It with the Boys.
It feels like the next edge rusher to go past David Bakhtiari is going to be like, oh, okay, nothing I can do about it. Here to click my check.
What does Buss It mean, Joshy?
Sometimes short for busted open, it can be used to refer to having sex or twerking, dancing.
We didn't ask for this.
I genuinely did not realize that it was like a nefarious term.
Yeah, I was trying to say that.
Well, you didn't do a good job of it.
Speaking of nefarious, he hits at about a 70% rate, even though he is married with six kids. We have no intro for you, JB, because we're right up against it. What do you got, Jonathan Brost?
The only thing that's busted open right now is Ben's small muscles. Dude, don't ever wear a shirt like that ever again, bro. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Grow up, be a man.
He just neutered you.
It's fine, I'd kick his ace.
Who wins in a fight, JB?
Oh, 100% me. I got dad strength. He doesn't have it yet because he's not a man.
I got dad strength.
Coming up next in Madison, you get Bulls, Raptors, and the Thunder Pelicans in Milwaukee. It's a special edition of Bucks Weekly with our guy Justin Garcia. And in Beaver Dam, it's Joe and Amber.
No one more fake tough than Jonathan Brust.